Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jamie Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. So my guest today is a musical theater actress who has been in several regional musical theater productions and shows like Cinderella, Mamma Mia, and Beauty and the Beast, just to name a few. My guest today is Milena Raramo. What do you love about being in classic musicals like Music Man?
I think classical musical theater is my favorite. Just because I feel like my training is mostly in that. Like, I grew up at a ballet conservatory, and just like my vocal training and stuff all comes from that like classical base. And I love, especially now with like the revival of musicals, I love seeing how they've kept like the basis of it, but now it's, you know, obviously like there's things like with Music Man on Broadway, how like Shapoopy was, the lyric was like originally the girl who's hard to get. They changed it to be something like you can never. They took a sexist song and they made it like pro girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watching how that evolves through time is really cool to me.
Yeah. Has A Christmas Carol always been one of your favorite holiday tales?
Ooh. I think so, because I think it's, I'm not going to lie, it's dark.
It is.
And our production was super dark. But I wouldn't say it was one of my favorite Christmas shows I've ever done, but I'd say my favorite Christmas show ever, I haven't done it, but is White Christmas, because I love Irving Berlin and I love how happy it is.
It's such a happy story.
It's just so sweet. Yeah, I had a bunch of friends who just did it, and it looked so fun and pretty and joyful.
Yeah, Christmas Carol is, like, dark and...
It's spooky.
Spooky, and when I saw it for the first time on stage, I was scared. I looked at it like it should have been done for Halloween.
No, it's, like, in our version, it was, like, very dark, and it was so beautiful. Don't get me wrong, it was incredible, but very dark.
Yeah, it was, like, when I saw it, it was, like, very dark, and then there was snow in the end.
Yep, we had that, too.
Yep. Were you really looking forward to doing the production of Cabaret you were supposed to do but got bumped because of COVID?
Oh, it was horrible. I was supposed to do that. And we got canceled, I think, on it was like right around like St. Patrick's Day. And it was my senior year of college. And I was so excited to go back to Guthrie. We found out. This is like, it was within like 3 days. Oof. I didn't get to finish my senior year. College like shut down. I wasn't going to get to walk. I didn't get to have a senior showcase, and they canceled Cabaret. And I was like, boom.
Yeah. It's like dominoes, the falling domino effect.
So, yeah, but I think, I don't know if they'll ever like bring that production back, but the Guthrie's great. And that's in Minnesota where I'm from. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great place.
What do you like about musical adaptions of movies like Saturday Night Fever? Because I looked at over your resume, and yeah. you had your fair share in some.
Yeah, I thought that I think musical adaptations are great. Mm-hmm. I think that's definitely the way that like Broadway's headed right now, taking movies and putting them on stage.
Totally.
but. Yeah, I mean, I had a great time with that show. I loved it. The costumes were so fun. And just getting to, like, disco, like, I know all of, like, the seatbelts, there's, like, the disco era, and, like, all of that. There's so many specific movements to that time period that, like, now I know.
Yeah, you got to, like, live out what it was like, maybe, like, yeah. When your parents were, you know, growing
Absolutely.
Up. You got, like, a little taste. A little Costco sample.
Yes. Yes.
What was something special about playing Gloria in Bye Bye Birdie?
Gloria in Bye Bye Birdie was awesome. It was just a chance. That was one of, like, my first, like, roles. So getting to, you know, kind of take that head on was awesome. I had a super supportive cast. And that show is just, again, like, period and... getting to, like, live through that, that era. It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Going back in time.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite part of theater is, like, because I'm, like, a nerd. I love reading. I love learning. Getting to, like, research the era and, like, what people wore, how people spoke, how people carried themselves, interaction. what's going on in the time period, you know, like World War II or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So. Have you ever looked in, like, when you were, like, maybe, like, in costume fittings or whatever, and you're like, how in the world did people walk around like this?
I did a production of Little Women. I was Meg in college. And I had to do this, like, sword fight in a corset. And I don't know how I did it. And it, like, they made the corsets nice and tight, too. Like, we weren't in, like, a nice, like, little
Could body. You breathe?
No. And, you know, she's, like, she's the oldest sister, so she's, like, does, like, all the Soprano-y stuff. And I was, like, I don't know how I'm breathing. I'm going to pass out. So it was fun. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But, no, how those women survived in corsets back then, I don't know.
Yeah. Especially doing what they would do.
Right.
It's, like, a whole new respect.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you a big Disney fan?
Absolutely.
Oh, same.
He's my favorite.
Me too. Favorite thing in the world.
Princess?
Snow White. What about you?
Ooh, I think Belle.
Yeah. Yeah. Snow. Yeah. Snow's been my girl forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it. She's awesome.
Yeah. I had a Snow White Funko on my desk, but I don't know where it went. I got one of those like Snow White little Funko Pop dolls.
Oh, cute.
It was like all sparkly. It was, like, the 75th anniversary or something like that.
Cute.
What was your favorite number in Beauty and the Beast? Because the Beauty and the Beast songs are fire.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. What was my favorite number? Honestly, I would say the overture, like, the opening when the narrator and, like, the enchantress come out. In the production, I had, like, a stage daughter in, like, the opening... like the opening number with Belle, and she's probably like 10 at the time, but by the end of the run we were able to recite the entire like opening overture. It was so funny. So like we would just sit backstage and we'd just say the whole thing back to each other. And she's my girl. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd say that's probably my favorite just because of like the memories backstage.
Oh, I love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the overture is actually really good.
Oh, it's so good. And, like, the Enchantress, oh, so good.
Oh, it is in all different productions.
Always.
Whether it's, like, the Hollywood Studios Disney production, or, like, a stage version of it, it's still...
incredible.
So good. Mind you, at Disney World, they have, like, a sheet that, like, shakes.
I know, I love it.
Was Mamma Mia a fun show to do? As a performer, because it looks like a ball.
Okay, so it's funny because a lot of people don't like the Mamma Mia book, but our production was really, I don't know, intimate's a good word, actually. There's just so much growth, I feel like, that, like, our director gave to the characters that there might not always be. Like, our director was just fantastic and so intelligent. The big winner for me was the end, the Megamix. The Mommy and Megamix at the end. It was a dance party every night. It was so fun. And our cast was super close. And that's honestly probably my favorite show to date that I've done.
That's amazing. I wish I could have seen a professional stage version of it. I just was very, very young when it was on Broadway. So I don't think I was old enough to comprehend it, per se.
Sure.
Like jukebox musicals?
I do. I would prefer a show that's not a jukebox musical, but I don't not like them. Does that make sense? Like I think jukebox musicals are great because it's giving an artist like a full showcase of like all of their music. But I prefer songs that are written, like, individually. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, written for the show versus songs that already exist.
But don't get me wrong. There's no way I would be able to write a story around a full artist.
Or a original story, like Mamma Mia or Jagged Little Pill.
Let's be real. Honestly, Mamma Mia, that is a jukebox musical, and it slaps. So. Yeah.
What is something you wish you had in... when you did, what is something you wish was in the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella that is in the Disney version and vice versa?
Honestly, okay, so the Cinderella version that we did, there was, I think it was a mix of the R&H and the Enchanted and, like, another version. I don't really know how they mashed it up or whatever, but our production was super beautiful. The ball gowns were incredible. Our carriage actually flew, like, on stage. So, like, truly, I don't think there's anything missing in that production. Yeah. And I also met some of my best friends, so, like, I'm grateful
for
that experience. But there, I don't think there really was anything missing, because it was, we really encompassed everything.
That's cool.
Even compared to, like, the movie.
But, like, the Brandy and Whitney Houston movie?
I would say, yeah. I was going to say that, or, like, the animated version, but I feel like they're pretty much all... Our production was very similar to the Brandy and Whitney one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I didn't realize that was a thing until, I don't know how long ago, the Brandy and Whitney, and it's so good.
So good.
I actually saw their dresses in a museum a few months ago. Yeah. They had, like, a Disney archive, like, live-action movie exhibit in a museum here, like, 6 months ago.
Hey, that's awesome.
And I got to see, like, Lily James's Cinderella dress and Brandy's dress and Whitney Houston's crown and Whitney Houston's wand.
So pretty.
It was stunning, the glass slipper.
Oh my gosh, I bet that was incredible.
Oh my god, I felt like it's a good thing that thing was in a case.
What was it, actually, like, a glass shoe?
Mm-hmm. It looked like it looked freaking. I know, it looked like it. I don't know, I wasn't able to touch it because it was in a glass case.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you wish A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes was in the Roger and Hammerstein version of Cinderella?
Who sings that again?
Cinderella. A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes. In the beginning, when she's singing with the birds?
I don't know. I love that song. But I feel like Rodgers and Hammerstein did such a good job of giving Cinderella such an arc. I don't know if they really need it. What do you think?
I don't... 50-50. I mean, I love that song for, like, sentimental and how just, you know, how it makes you feel good on the inside, like, when you listen to it. But yet, the Roger and Hammerstein version of Cinderella is so different.
Oh, yeah.
Like... So I say that there's three Cinderellas. Disney, Roger and Hammerstein, and Into the Woods.
Yeah, that's very true.
And you see three completely different versions of Cinderella in all three.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. Are you more of a TV series person or a movie person?
Probably TV series. TV series. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't sit through long.
I get bored.
Yeah. The ADD kicks
in. The movie's amazing.
Yeah, the ADD kicks in.
Yep.
How many countries have you been to?
Ooh. How many countries? I've been to... This summer I went to France.
Ooh.
Honestly? That's, like, the furthest one I've been to. I've got more planned trips to Europe coming up, though, hopefully. But yeah, no, really, I think I've only been to France.
Oh.
Yeah. I went to Germany, but, like, that was, like, on a stop for the plane, and that doesn't count. I can see it.
Yeah, you're going to see it. What part? Yeah. Paris?
In France? Yeah. We went to Nice, and, we went to Monaco.
Oh, that's cool. I guess that's
another country. And, because it's literally, it's like a city-state.
Yeah. Monte Carlo, the movie. Yep. Great movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But no, we went to, like, Nice. We went to Villefranche-sur-Mer. We did, like, the southern coast.
Oh, that's cool.
The Mediterranean.
That's really cool. When I think Monaco, I think Monte Carlo, and I think of the Selena Gomez movie.
Absolutely.
Such a great movie. It's so underrated.
So fun.
How often does Amazon show up at your doorstep?
Maybe once a month. I actually don't have an Amazon account.
Wow.
So I know. It's because I try to support a small business.
Ah, I like it.
Because I think Amazon is fantastic because it gets, you know, it gets you literally what you need like that. But I try really hard to, like, go to, I don't know, if I need, like, a phone charger or something like I do right now, like, I'm going to try to go find, like, a small little appliance store and get one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something about me.
Who are some of your favorite artists to listen to?
Ooh. Let's look.
Okay.
Listen to. I like Kacey Musgraves.
Love her.
Thrown some good bops recently. I really like old jazz, so like Etta James, and like in that generation, sometimes you can go find some like really good classic songs. Yeah, no, I love like old jazz, like old anything like in that generation. I like throwbacks a lot.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have the Tina. I've been listening to the Tina album on repeat because after I saw Tina, it's been like on repeat for me.
I love it.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Pet peeves. Being late.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm like a 15-20 minute early person. Yeah, being late. Or like, I don't know, like if I'm getting like lunch with a friend or something and they show up like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh!
Oh, I'm the same way. I mean, I have like a 10 or 15 minute like leeway.
Yep.
But after like 15 minutes max, I dip.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Is that yours too?
One of mine.
One of them? What's your other one?
When people talk in third person.
Oh, that's a good one.
I can't, and I couldn't stand it ever since I was little.
Mm.
Like, you know, when you're little, people like to talk to you in third person.
Yeah.
But, like, it drove me up an effing wall when I was a little kid.
Oh, yeah, no.
I
love that.
What are three things you can't live without?
Chapstick is number one. I'm, like, addicted at all times. I have chapstick, like, in my pocket. My Hokas.
Ooh.
Because I'm, like, the most active person. Like, I teach dance and fitness, and I'm constantly running around the city, going to dance class, going, doing this, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So, like, support. And probably books.
Ooh.
I'm a really big reader. I read, like, a book a week.
Oh.
And it's kind of my, like, happy place, so I'd say that.
So you're definitely more of a read the book than watch the movie kind of person?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's always better.
Yeah. Would you ever want to go on a national tour of a show?
Absolutely.
What iconic Broadway role would you like to play someday in some capacity, whether it's on a tour or a regional show or maybe even on Broadway? Like, there's so many iconic roles out there. Which one do you see yourself playing?
What? My favorite director choreographer is Bob Fosse. And like that's like where like a lot of my training is, so probably like maybe Charity and Sweet Charity, or Velma in Chicago. I mean, I'm gonna have to age a little bit more for that, but you know, something like, and I don't know, like Fosse, like he really like is my heart, so any of his work would be amazing.
Fosse's fascinating.
Oh, it's fantastic. And he's so like my mentor was in like a lot of Broadway companies of his shows, and Anne Rank King was his mentor, and watching, getting like that firsthand information is so valuable, and like I'll take it with me for forever. But Bob was so so intelligent. All of his stuff is all about the book. It's all about the acting first, and it's his stuff is really dark, but like it's so incredible.
It's incredible. I'm actually seeing Chicago for the first time in a few months when it comes here. I've never seen it before. I've also interviewed a bunch of people from that who are going to be in that show, but yeah. I can't wait to actually see like Fosse dancing done in front of my face.
Oh, it's incredible. So tight and so holds up, yet it looks so simple, yet it's so hard.
Yeah. What is your favorite meal of the day? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
Fun facts. That's a really good one. Probably that my legal name is not Melena, it's Melina.
Ooh.
Which is really weird. The Melina is, that's my legal name, M-E-L-I-N-A. Melena is what I go by, what I've always gone by, but I'm Greek. And when I was little, I would get these ear infections. Like, I was in, like, preschool.
Oh, I got them, too, when I was in preschool.
Every week, would go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I guess all the doctors would call me Melina because they didn't know how to say it, like, properly, even though, like, it's spelled, like, how Melina would normally be spelled. And my parents got really annoyed, so they just added an A and called me Melena. It's such a random story. But, so I've never gone by Melina. Only my Greek grandma calls me that. But yeah, even like some of my closest friends, like we got dinner, this is a couple months ago, and like one of my very best friends was like, Melena, you know, like your license is spelled wrong. Cameron, no? What are you talking about? And he's like, no, like this is not right. And I was like, you know, my legal name's Melena, right? And he's like, no. And I was like, you know me for like 10 years, what?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Once again, I've been speaking with actress Melena Raramo. I will see you all in my next episode, where I'm chatting with Brooke Shibashi from the revival of Into the Woods on Broadway.